Several problems that turn into the sequence of the parshas and the mitzvot in Exodus, in Torah scheme. I mean, simply the sequence of parshas in Torah scheme with the Exodus. Yeah. I mean, what is the transition from parsha to parsha? And the final factor, we are under the impression that as if the Torah didn't care for the sequence, for an orderly sequence of aloches and parshas. Sometimes we pass two parshas which at first glance have absolutely no connection, no common denominator. A formulating that they are together, as if something binds them together. It's very difficult to first embraces have no problem. In Shmeis have no problem because there's a chronology of events which the Torah follows, and so by pursuing the chronology, so the Torah, you can understand why Vayeshev follows Vayishlach. And it's vice versa. But here in as far as Vayikra is concerned, there's no chronology of events. I mean, it's not a story of something. It consists of simple aloche. So what is the transition from aloche to aloche? What is the transition? But I don't know, I mean, to take a long time. I mean, what I want to point out is, first of all, problem, we will call it problem number one. Problem number one is the transition from, I would say, Achrimeis, Kedeshim, and the Moral Akinim. These three parshas. Well, let's take it, it's very hard to simply explain all the to resolve all problems. But these two parshas would be problem number one. What is here the transition? Whether Achrimeis, basically Achrimeis and Gdeshim, deal with what? What is the main subject, the subject matter in Achrimeis Gdeshim? What do they deal? Arayas, of course. Achrimeis Gdeshim is Arayas. This is the parsha. In Achrimeis, just before the Torah begins to discuss Arayas. So in Achrimeis, the Torah discusses Shchut Echut. Shchut Echut to Chum Be'azore. Yes. Dan V'Chelev, correct. Dan V'Chelev. And tells us about Avedas Be'Yedin Yom Kippur. At the very beginning is about a couple of parshas are dedicated to exclude to Avedas Yom Kippur. Achrimeis Nibn Aaron, Chodesh Hamaveh, Veish Yobe Aaron Lakedesh. Let's for the time being just limit our attention to the parsha, from Shchut Echut, Chum Be'Azore, Shchut Echut, Chum Be'Azore, then Arayis in Kedeshim, Arayis in Achrimeis, the table of Arayis in Achrimeis, and then comes the after that we read Emer Lakiyan in Bniyaren, and the Emer Lakiyan in Kudush Adin El Chalor, in Kofu, and we pursue, I mean, three Surim we have. The Yisrael Surah Kehuneh, we read about Yisrael Surah Kehuneh, next about Balmum in Beis HaMikdash, next about Tomei in Avede, and Truma, then followed Seir Kesev Eishkis Kivolet, this is the Eishkis Nei, correct? Eishkis Nei, Eishmei Ne Yomim. لما يخش في المعنى هذا يعني suddenly the strange twist will you begin to speak about me as this We start speaking about Meyadis, and this is the Parshas Meyadis Shemetiraskeni with the Gemara. And then when we get through with Meyadis, we read a short Parsha about Meir Tomit, about the Menere, a short Parsha about the Shulchan, and suddenly we don't know how it happened, and suddenly the Domegadis. How does it come in? Suddenly. For what door? That's for a back door somehow. And the end was Megadi, if the Torah tells us another story. I'll make a ish one mace mace humors. And then we shall men, I am Tachasayim, she is Tachasayim, the old I am Tachasayim from Mishpati. Very strange. As a matter of fact, before she even asked, Rashi asked a question about the Menere, why is there? And the Ramban doesn't answer. The Ramban. But what I want now is to see what is the transition from Achre Meis, the Parsha Sarayas, and Emir Alakene Bnei. Let us just one transition. I mean, what is the logical transition? The Emir, if you think about it. Is the Isser Arayes, it's very strange, the Isser Arayes is not, the Isser Arayes as such, yeah. Is not exclusively, was not exposed exclusively upon Israel. Because even Bnei Neach Asurim Barayes. Even Bnei Neach means, not a Jew, he is a muzer, of course it's not the same table of arayas that we are warned against, but it's a Yisra arayas. It's a Yisra arayas. Less, but a Yisra arayas. This is number one. And if a non-Jew, does not observe arayas, when the Torah speaks in a mayor and in Achemeis about non-Jews who violated the Yisur HaRayis. Kichol HaTeya L'Yisurir L'Osu HaGei Mo'el V'Tov, what is the name? V'Tit Mo'oret? V'Tit Mo'oret, they defiled the land. And that rocket bomb, and therefore I am driving them out of the land, and I'm turning over the land to you, and you should be careful not to repeat their practices. Because if you repeat their practices, I'll do to you what I did to them. Namely, the land will eliminate you. They'll spit you out. They'll eliminate you. The land does not tolerate Yisur HaRayis, in particular Tumas HaRayis. And as a matter of fact, we know very well, as the first sin of the Mabul, as the Kishris Kol Bosor Es Darkei Alor, the Mabul basically, Retziche, Chomot, fine, but Kishris Kol Bosor Es Darkei Alor, the Inish, the penalty, for Arayas, it was the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I mean, punished the Bira Mabul and completely, and the whole door, the whole mankind perished, is because they were not careful and meticulous about observing the laws of Arayas. Yes, of course. And this is exactly, so to me, it's very strange that the Parsha in Achremeis speaks not only as Arayas with the Torah, but what is the difference between Arayas L'Yisroel and Arayas L'Umes Shailom? Beneach, the table of the Arayas, and certain halachas. Many Arayas are not to be considered as such as far as Akum is concerned. However, many Arayas are a common denominator in the Hilchos Bnei Ne'er, as well as in the Torah. Is a rayus. That's exactly what the Torah emphasizes. Both parshas, the Torah emphasizes that kechotei v'sarei also agim asher anochi mishorech lifneichem. V'soki orek keschem. So the Torah says, I just want you, to observe the Arayes, the Hilchos Arayes, because Arayes has a certain quality which other Averes don't, at least, most other Averes don't. It's mitame. Chol Shabbos is not mitame. Chol Shabbos, Ha'isach Chol Shabbos, it's very important, no doubt about it. Chol Shabbos is a mumla l'chol HaTorah, everything all right, but not to me. Arayes is to me. Arayes is to me, Avigzor is to me, and Ritzich is to me. Basically, there's three of them. Arayes, Avigzor, and Ritzich is to me. And that Israel does not tolerate, does not suffer to me. That Israel, cannot derail, simply the country, derail. Cannot suffer tume, and if the tume occurs in the Earth Israel, takes away the acts of tume. And the land becomes polluted and desecrated, there is only one remedy, how to purify the land and how to clean the land. This means God. So the Torah had to explain to the people that what he tells them to do, he told directly, but he expected the Anshi Oreb, the Akeni Knizivik Admeni, to do, to comply with the Surah Rai. Of course, according to their Shulchan Aruch. But it's a Yisurah Rai. And a matter of fact, the Mabul is, he was caused by Yisurah Rai. So, but what's the difference between the Yisurah Rai in relationship to a to whom Israel or to be there. And the Yisrael Arayes, as far as Israel is concerned, what is the difference? The difference is the Alochas. How? What Arayes are also? Men Arayes are also in Israel. Muta Benayach, Moshe, Aish Sach, Shikesh Lebonim. These are Arayes, they are over. But Muta Benayach, also in Israel, there is no evil in Benayach. And so forth, you'll find many more Arayes. Many more cases. But the Yisrael Arayes is related not only to the to us, to Jews, which accepted Tayyar Mitzvahs, even Benayah, who did not accept Tayyar Mitzvahs, and they have to, and they observe only seven Mitzvahs, is a rise to one of the seven. Correct? So we have a rise as far as Benayah are concerned. Kishas kol bosar zark al fan al avar. This is the pasuk. Benayah amar. Then we have a parsha of Arayes, a table of Arayes, which exactly was formulated in Achimeis and in Gdeishim. What's the difference in Achimeis and Gdeishim? Azores and Oishim, correct. Azores and Oishim, which you
Step one is
the
incarnation.
Neither, okay.
Incarnation of one is hard.
What shall we say?
I don't know which one
that is. Oh, okay. You'll be gracious enough and tell us, you'll be thankful.
Hmm?
If you'll be gracious and kind enough to tell us it's in the secret, we'll be thankful. Anyway, is the Torah here begins with the principle of Arayes, which is universal. The principle of Arayes is universal. It means a Jew is prohibited, is restrained from violating this principle of Arayes, and also a non-Jew is restrained. What's the difference between a gay, you call it a theorist, and also a gay asher lifnecha. And apparently his worker didn't like it, and sent the gay out of the Arayes Israel. So what is, the difference? What is the difference is as far as details are concerned. But the principle is, the principle is not related, restricted 2 years away. That's what it tells us here. But Arias, with regard to the Jew, I'll use here the word Arias, which in a manner which halachically not correct. But I can't help myself here. But you read it. However, then this is the reason. This is the Kodesh Baruch who told Moshe, but Moshe, the stand to Yisrael, I mean, Arayas from Achemeis from Gdeshim, as a Yisrael of universal character, which includes Goyim and Jews alike, so Moshe said Arayas, and then, even within Yisrael, the word Arayas does not fit our Pialoch here. Even within the Israel, there is also not one list, not I wouldn't say Arayas, but Isurei Bia, not one list, but two lists of Isurei Bia. So the one list of Isurei Bia there is a one list of Arayas or Isurei Bia, which includes Israel, Jews, and non-Jews alike as well. Next is a table of Arayas, which is applicable exclusively to Jews. Non-Jews are not included. Then there is a table of Arayas, Achisurim, which does not include even the non-Jews. I mean, until the Israel. Not even everybody in the community of Israel, the chosen community. Only one segment, one sector of the community was enjoined to be careful and to observe the halacha. The trouble is that it was actually Rinkin even, and the halacha wouldn't have been Rabbi Kive. Would have Aisha Grusha Kenny would have been a Mamzer or would not teach his Gdushan, so I could freely speak about Arayas. When I say Arayas, I have in mind, I mean, this is everybody, Arayas is only those Averes which, regardless of the Avere, those sins which, regardless of transgression are not Arayas. It means, when we say Arayas, we mean two things. Mamzer, and second, Arayas is what is fixes the Gdusha. Arayas not fixes Gdusha. Somebody should in the Kaddish Kalosi not fixes Gdusha. But it's the Surah Bir. In the Mele, it's there I said. But within one set of Arayas, in three, one set of Arayas is Kol Ha'ilom Kule. It is of universal character. This is called Kol Ha'kiyah v'Yisrael, also Ha'kiyah shel Yisrael. Apparently it is terrible, if it is an abomination, apparently it's forbidden. Next comes Arayas, which are restricted to Yisrael. Only Yisrael, I mean, have I taken the burden? No one else. Is Arayas, this table of Arayas, you'll find where? In Achemeis and in Gdeshim. In Achemeis as far as the prohibition itself, in Gdeshim as far as the penalty is concerned. Then, Yisho, what is the last pasuk in Gdeshim? Yisho? Before that, the whole parsha is a parsha of Gonson, Arayas. Therefore, so let's go back. So, what is actually what is actually, I mean, the criterion by which we say that this group of people, I mean, are only muser, are only warned, being warned by Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we are told not to violate a certain table, a number of Isurei Arayos, which is universal, common to all people. And then another group was called by Kadosh Baruch Hu, I will not be satisfied with your observance of the Isurei Arayos, the way your predecessors did. No, I would not be satisfied. Upon you I will impose stricter demands and more severe Isurei. Namely, many Arayos which a non-Jew will not have to observe or to watch out for, you will have to do it. Well, let the Rav direct from in army. Because what is the Mechaev? Because what is the Eser? Gdushas Yisrael. The island is Gdushas Yisrael. Gdushas Yisrael is the Eser. It means, Avda Seminal means you have a specific, unique Gdusha. You possess a certain specific quality which makes you mine. And if you are mine, I'm not satisfied with the way of life which you conduct, your way of life which non-Jews are in practice, but I'm demanding from you more. Is the Kedush then, all right? Right. Then, Akash Baruch Hu finished, I mean, the Parsha Sarai, said, may she wait. You have another message for this. Within the Klal Yisrael, within the nation, within the community, there is a group of people who have to be stricter and more severe than the general community with regard to marital matter, the problem. They have to be stricter. The Yisrael Arayos will extend to that group, will expand to that group, and many things which an ordinary Israel, a Tzadik Gomor, another Israel, will not observe, you will have to observe. Namely, what is it? This is the Isurei Noshim, which were given to Meisha in a mayor, the Isurei Bieh, the Isurei, and the Surah Kedushin, which were transmitted to turned over to Meshe, he should transmit it to Aaron and his children. We should say no, Halolo Leiko, Almona Zero, we should go who there is a Surah there. As far as the rest of the Knesset Israel is concerned, there is no mitzvah, not to take a Grusha. Is that Grusha Muteres? I mean, Muteres permitted to marry a Cain a Grusha. No problem about it. I'm talking, I mean, a Israel. A Israel is allowed to marry an Almoni. But I can go to is enjoined from marrying Almoni. I can go to is enjoined from a Cain head from marrying a Grusha or the Zena of a Halolo. There's a new list of Israel. Call it a Arayos too, I mean, the name doesn't matter much. Why the Cain should be, the Jew should be different from the non-Jew, I can't still understand, as far as Arayos is concerned. But why should a Cain be different, as far as Arayos is concerned, from a Yisrael, from a Zah? Because there is another concept of Dusha. Let me tell you that. Kies lechem elekov u'echem.
Umakrit.
Lechem elekov, g'deishim kodesh yeloch.
וקדשתם, וקדשתם. קודש ילוך, פי קודש עד השם הלכם. דריד את הדמנשן על קדושה, אנו ריד שקי אני עם הבשר, סרטן דמנשן על קדושה. קי אני עם הבשר, וכל ישראל לא נתרדושה. ובאתי זה שר עם קדושה וזקנים, וקנים, ופרזנטה טובית, what is it? Yes, lachem lekov u'masel. The mizbeach. The fact that the king godel, are actually, are the people who represent the Klal Yisrael. As far as the mizbeach is concerned, no one can approach the mizbeach. Only the king. Does this give them a higher dimension of Kedusha? No, of course, Kedushas Kehuna is above Kedushas Yisroel, no doubt about it. That's what the Torah says. Interesting is that this dimension of Kedusha, this specific, unique quality of Kedusha, expresses itself in Yisurei Arayis. The Torah could have said, Kodesh Yilekov, Kizrachem, Alekov, Omakriv, or Yakedish, the Torah could have said, and therefore, that a king governs for 5 times a day. Why not? 5 times a day. Why is Israel supposed to govern 3 and a king 5? Because Kilechem Lekov is Mumakrim. Because it's Kodesh, it has a specific Kedusha. No. And not. All the Torah wanted is that he should be careful in his Surah life. This is exactly the connection between a mayor. And Nachemei Singleshim, the Torah revealed the secret to the Bnei Yisrael that the Rishon Arayis, which the Torah was about to announce as binding on Israel, the Rishon Arayis is also a binding on non-Jewish community. But the difference is, since Yisroel have a separate dimension of Kedusha, their uniqueness as Am HaNivchor results or express itself in new Yisurim, in new prohibitions, Kachemik Zahayas, the same is there are also Yisurim, prohibitions of Arayas, which apply not to Kol Yisroel, but only to a certain group, whose Kedusha is unique, vis-a-vis the rest of the community. Unique. And those are the Kenim, and this is the meaning of the Parsha Arayis. Arayis is not here strictly correct. This is a Parsha of Nisurabir, which the Ken was told to observe because he is different. The same as a Jew is different. From Kol Eilam Kulei, from the whole world, they don't need to prove it. A Kain is different as far as Kedusha is concerned from the Knesset. It's something with the Knesset, they does not possess, the Kain has it. It's a certain quality, uniqueness of Kedusha. This is a Meir HaLatiyani. Just a moment. It means in other words, that Arayis is a Isha which is not based exclusively on Kedushas Yisroel. Because there are Arayis which were imposed upon Bnei Neach as well. It is based also, then the Bishgani, also based Arayis as Kved Odom. If one is able to violate the principles of Arayis, so he simply loses and he desecrates his dignity as man, as a Nivro Betzalem. As a Nivro Betzalem, his dignity as man is desecrated and polluted. If he is not careful in Arayis, because certain Arayis are not only the commission of commission of the sin of Arias is not only mechaler, I mean, desecrate and desecrate Kedushas Yisrael, but Kvedo Odom as well. That's why the Dera Mabul, they were not Jews, the Dera Mabul, but they have simply desecrated and polluted, I mean, the idea of Tzelem, Kvetzelem Osos Odom, of Tzelem Elikim, and that's why the Arias is important, even non-Jews must be meticulous about the Aver, which created all the same is true later of Retzicha, and the same do Shiva Mitzvah Zmeinia. If Zmeinia HaChayom in the Shiva Mitzvah, so you have to say it's not Kedushas Yisrael, because Uma Shalom don't possess Kedusha, Kedushas Yisrael. So what is the Mechayev? What is, if it's not Kedushas Yisrael, what is responsible for the Visra Arayas, which is imposed upon the entire world, upon the entire mankind? Something else what the human being possesses. What does the human being possess? Besides Kedushas Odom, besides Tzihun, what else? The Kved Odom, Kved Abrius. Certainly you, that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu told the people, certainly you have been warned, I mean, and often and restrained from violating the principle of Arias, because by violating Arias you lose two charismatic qualities, Kedushas Yisrael and Kved Odom. This is what the Torah said. It's interesting, it's like that. Es mishpot haitasu, es mishpot haitasu, ves chukei sai tishmuru lalechez bohem, ani ad Hashem Elokeichem. ושמרתם את חוקי ישראל ואת משפטי אשר יעשה איש שמו אדם וחי בהם. What's the Torah speaking about? אשר יעשה איש שמו אדם וחי בהם, אני על השם, כבד אדם. Because if you violate the Arias, you wouldn't be able to exist. A marble will see and will destroy him, whatever. But אשר יעשה איש שמו אדם וחי בהם. Even a human being who does not acknowledge, I mean, his Kedusha, does not look upon himself as possessing a very important quality of Kedusha, which makes him a unique being. You have to observe at least seven mitzvahs, among them Arayas, because Asher Yaseh, Ushmatem es Rekeita es Mishpotai, certainly. Asher Yaseh is from Odom. Without that, one is not a Odom, he is not a human being. He is an animal. V'chai bohem. Only if he will observe the principle of Arayas, or Retzichem, or Avedizore. Otherwise, in such a case, will be Odom. And v'chai bohem would be possible to do. But if he won't observe, he'll lose his human physiognomy, his human dignity, and he wouldn't be able to exist. He'll destroy himself. What do you think? I mean, all these crazy, most crazy ideas, which became political issues in America, almost. I mean, is actually are directed to achieve one, one goal, namely what? To break the halacha, those prohibitions which are mentioned in the Torah, which the Torah made the human existence possible, upon which the human existence depends. It's exactly what happened the last 5-6 years. You know all the business about homosexualism. This is Asher Yaseh Odom Velei Yichye Bohem, not Lechai Bohem. This is Arayas. Ish, now he's specifying which Sharai is here in mind. Yeah, I did that. I was just a bit of a cigar, I wasn't. I was just a little כי בכל אלה נתמו הגיימה שאני משריח מפניכם ועתית מהאור הקשם ולסוקר אור הקשכם ותמאסכם איסו כשקו אסגי את עצמכם This is Hence the Jew over there, the Jew is supposed to have he carries a double burden he is supposed to observe Teirel Mitzvah first because it's Kvei Odom אשר יעשה ישום אודם וחי בהם second because he has a specific quality in his very existence, something unique with which you call Kedushas Yisrael. Dvarim kavachim harei, there's no doubt about it. Those mitzvahs that Bnei Neach observed should certainly be observed by Jews. And that's what he tells me. Ki chol atir v'aseil ron su'an shi'oret. And I was very strict with them, I punished them. Asher lifneichem. But what did my orat? When he saw the orat, he saw the orat, and he learned and threw them out. I mean, like one is throwing up, so the land threw them out. Then in Gdeshim, the same Gdeshim. In Gdeshim, the same. ושמעתם לשכוחותי ישראל ושכור משפוטי ועשיתם איסו ולסוקתי אסכם אורץ אשר אני מביא אתכם שומר לשבת בו ולסירקו בחוק יסגי אשר אני משלח ממכם כי כל אלה עושו ועוקוץ בהם קדש ברוך הוא שוב דם אוף ועוקוץ בהם ואם עליכם אתם תיושו סדנוסת ואני אקננו לכם והבדלתם את זה פה ונקסט So wait, so the difference, the Arayas is universal. However, the Parsha Arayas includes more Yitzurim. The Parsha Arayas, which was addressed to Yisroel, includes more Yisuri Arayas, than the Parsha which was addressed to Bnei Neach. This is it. But, this is, but the Parsha Arayas does not include every Ervo, every Yisroel Arayas. There are a group of Yisurim which not even Yisroel are supposed to observe, but only a segment of the community, namely the Kenim. Vayimra v'shem al-meshe, emeir al-akenim, b'nei ha'arem, something, v'marta lehen, v'lei nefesh li'itamo b'yamo, to Yisroel, which don't apply to Yisroel. V'olei v'yimei, this is to mesmes. ואחרי שהפסול הקרם אליו, זה דיסים, זה דיסים, זה דיסים, זה דיסים, זה דיסים, בישראינו לחלול ולריקוחו, גדי שאין לרקר ולרקים, וישגרו שם אישו לריקוחו, כקודש הוא ללקוב, וקדשתי כי יש לכם ללקחו, ומקריף קודש יהיה לו, כקודש אני יהיה שם מקדישכם, ועקי נגודל נבב כהונה, איזור תכהונה גדלת, ועקי נגודל מאיכו, אשר יוצבק על רשע שמן המשכו מילה איז דגודל ברשע לישראל ולישראל וכל נפש שמייס ויש אפשרו ייקוח אלמונו גרושה וחלול הזה נעשה לו ייקוח כי מצאו לה מעמוב ייקח אישו ויחל על זר את עמוב כאן יהיה לשם מקדש This is the transition from החמייס גדשים to a mayor
Fourth category?
Yeah, you have problems of counting. My part you can count as three. Ah, yeah. It doesn't matter if you want to count them as a fourth category. So why not? I see one individual. Why not? But this is true. It's not just the tears impose an Isser upon King Godel without any justification. That's a show. The Isurim are proportionate, Isur Arayes, to the measure of Gdusha, which this particular person possesses. Unfortunately, a king, God, a king, that's unfortunate, a king possesses more Kedusha, more unique, more singular than a Yisrael Navi. And nevertheless, I mean, only Kirach tried to rebel. But otherwise, no one felt insulted or hurt. His pride was not hurt by the fact that a king, God, that a king is superior in the hierarchy of Kedusha, is a king superior to what shall I say? Even to the Vilna Goyen. The Vilna Goyen was Muta Begusha. And a king is also Begusha. If you feel it. So the answer is, it's ridiculous to say as the Akein, the shoemaker in Vilna, by the turn of the 18th century, was as great as the Vilna Goyen. He certainly was not, but with regard to specific matters, he had a superior status. But anyway, this is. Basically, is that Kedusha of Israel is measured, always. Kedusha of Israel is measured by the amount of mitzvot, by the number of mitzvot which are imposed upon it. I'll give you an example. For instance, the word Geirus, the basis of Avraham Avinu. The basis of Avraham Avinu is the word Geirus. Avraham Geirus, Anoshim, so it's Anoshim, Anoshim, the word Geirus. And the people in Mitzrayim, there was girls as far as the people in Mitzrayim is concerned. After that, calls the Ivri, the Torah calls them Ivri. So they were Jews, they were not going. So it means that not all Jews in Israel, but not many bad Jews in Israel, who got assimilated completely. But why is it? But the substantive number of Jews who were loyal to their tradition, and no doubt observed some form of Giros. I don't know what the Giros of the Halacha meant that time here. But still, when they had to eat the Korban Pesach, as the Gemara says, as the Korban Pesach, the Gemara says, Anoshim, there was Tvila Leshem Giros. Tvila Leimoyes, Tvila Leshem Giros. The Anoshim were converted by Mirah. And Noshim, there was not need for Tvila for a male. In Israel there was no need. Only Mirah was there. Hello, Yechav. But the Noshim, since the only means of Maitre Geros is Tvila, so it was a Tvila Be'imoyes in Israel. What? Why was it necessary for them to go to Tvila in Mitzrayim? Why was it necessary? I mean, there were years, the Noshim were the years. I mean, since the time of Avraham, of Yaakov, Yaakov came to Mitzrayim, and as the Rambam describes, he established the base Yaakov in Mitzrayim. This was the house where Terah was cultivated, and where the Kedushas Yisrael, the Ram Yisrael, the people as a nation, as a community, I mean, actually, were actually protected against all attempts on the part of the Mitzvah to assimilate Israel. It was again Yehudim Gnuim, they were full-fledged Ivrim. I mean, it means Jews. Why they are more speak Tvila Mitzrayim Leimoy? Is the Ramban of this question, more or less. Ramban says, because some mitzvahs were added. In Mitzrayim, there was a list of mitzvahs of which they had no knowledge prior to that day when Moshe announced. For instance, the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. It was a new mitzvah, completely new. The mitzvah of observance of Yom Tov, or Issa Chomet, new mitzvahs, new concepts of mitzvahs, we were revealed to them. Since the number of mitzvahs increased in Mitzrayim before the Achilles HaPesach, so another process of Geirus was necessary. And why was it necessary to subject them all over again to Geirus? Because the Kedusha which the people, the Kedusha, which the people achieved the first night in Mitzrayim, Vayim B'chatzi HaLailo, in this Kedusha they had no share. Because before it only was a number of mitzvahs. But now Moshe came and they gave him quite a long list of mitzvahs. So the acceptance of the long list of mitzvahs increased the Kedusha intensely and enhanced the Kedusha. And therefore, since it enhanced the Kedusha, the previous Geirus, which helped Avraham, which was effective, then Avraham has subjected Yitzchok Yaakov, Yaakov Yishmotim, this type of Geirus. Most of it, my opinion, is this father consisted of Ole, and most probably in Kabbalah Shel Mitzvah. Kabbalah Shel Mitzvah is actually what is Kabbalah Shel Mitzvah? Sefer HaBris, anyway, it's not important.
Huh?
The Anoshi is a question of whether there was Musa before that. The Anoshi is a problem whether there was Musa. Anyway, it came to Matan Torah in Sinai, there was need for another girl. Because in Matan Torah in Sinai, not just the list was bigger, longer, but in Matan Torah in the Midrash, we got Tayag Mitzvah. Tayag Mitzvah required already a separate kind of Geirus. In Venice, is Geirus is Gdushas Yisrael, so if I will ask you, what is Gdushas Yisrael? What is Gdushas Yisrael? How does it express it? I want to act like I want to act like in full accord with Gdushas, the principle of Gdushas Yisrael. Because Israel, there is one answer. This is the key mitzvah. What makes a Jew a member of a Am Kodesh, and possess, what makes him, what gives him Gdusha? The fact that he is obligated to do mitzvah. The obligation to stay away from Aveir and to comply with mitzvah, the Sheval Tais and Tumah Tzeis, this obligation, this chevo, and this, and the readiness on the part of the Jew to simply to act like that, is this actually implement the Gdusha. And that's exactly, since Keyamim, how is Gdusha going to express itself? How is Gdusha going to express itself? Because he am a verse of Israel? No, not that. Because in observance of specific Israel, which are Israel is not supposed to. Ishigusha, the Nahuapon Ashmeisle Yove, this observance and his readiness to comply with Israel, which are Israel is absolutely not involved at all. Not only Israel should, for instance, say, all right, since there's a Yisra and Cain, Akon Lashes Mesle Yove, I'll also do the same. I'll be careful in Tumas Mesle. What would you say about such a Cain?
Only
Regal. Only Regal. Oh, correct, but otherwise it's clear, it is simply nonsensical. What he says is nonsensical. It's not only a king, an Israeli spotter of the mitzvah, it's more than that. An Israeli is not involved in the whole, it's not just a ptur, it's not mitzvah. Here is simple. Baltesif is not another. Not only not kill, it's more than not kill, that's exactly it. Huh? Mukta. What's
Mukta? Mukta. What's
Mukta? Mukta.
It has no meaning.
Yes, it's nonsense. It's amaratus, alright. But there's a better word, I don't know. There's a better word, anyway. This is Kikodi Shami Adeshem Ekadeshem. Kikodi Shami Adeshem Ekadeshem. Yeah. The Torah right away specifies, gives us two mitzvahs of love, two love actually, which have great relevance to Cain. And there's no relevance to Israel. Namely, as an example, the Torah gives us right away, after the Torah gets through with King Godel and King Hegel to Melanesium over the Imei, the Torah right away and takes two examples of mitzvahs. When I say a mitzvah, I mean a mitzvah and a mitzvah, of mitzvahs which are very relevant to Kuvune, very significant. And if a king does not observe the mitzvah, he'll get malchus. We have absolutely no application to Israel. No. Balmum Ravid. No, not to the. I'll ask you a question. I mean, I should have a question 20 years ago. The Holodom, Achenishni. אבל מי לא בחולי של הקדש, מבייס לה פרחס. כי בואו נראה על הקפרס, וזה יש ידען על הקדש, קורא? Oder der Lav. Dies mi zarach ole gerisom, asher vi beimum, le yikav lach mi zarachem aleko. That whoever has a moon is possible of it. And so he said that. And then Atome. Atome, the Holy Spirit of the moon, the Yikov. And then Atome. We are not going to be able to do it. Atele zefa kerechu trume bitume. Bitume. Vida Yisrael. What is about a Yisrael? She connects the Migdosh. You are going to the Migdosh. What you call a beer connects. It's not proper. You do not have. Not have Mishu Yishamayim, nor is a Chayev Allah. The beer connects is only a Yisrael as far as King Godo is concerned. I saw it, I wouldn't say it's a mitzvah, but the Risa from Beteras Lav, as a Lav, is a Yisrael, he's not included. About Moon, which also do have it, is a Kain. For Risha Shiriya Mizaracho. Mizar, a Kain. A Yisrael about Moon will do that Vede, the Vede will be rejected, because a Vede be Gar, but there is no Lav, no Yisrael. Look, many love in the interest of this, that many love, which could have had meaning as far as Israel is concerned, are not applicable to Israel, only to actually. A Israel about moon. The way this person is Zohar, because of Zohar, but as about moon, is a Yisroel Balmum Sheikri with a potter. There's no Yisra. Be a reconis, a Yisroel Sheikhnas, be a reconis, the Kotchkadashim, is no Yisra, only a Kain. It's Kihune basically, when you say what is Kihune, Kihune means is Chayves, the Mitzvah, the Azorel, Aver, Isurim, to assume an obligation. I mean to not do mitzvahs which are meaningless as far as Israel is concerned. To very straight, this is Kihune. Kihune means that Cain, so Kihune is that Cain Ixtave was told not to do things which Israel was not told. And this is Kihune. And therefore, in Kihune is a higher division. Umele is, that's what Kihune says right away. Akein, Kilechem, Akob, Umakriv. The question is, so what of it? Since Kilechem, Akob, Umakriv is burdened with the many mitzvahs with which Yisrael is not burdened. So that's what makes his status higher within the community. And that's the reason that how they are, like a number of Arayas, are not applicable to Israel, but they do apply to Cain. Now what do you have to do now? Oh no. Meyabin. How does Meyabin come in? How did Meyabin come in here? By the way, there's another problem. Yom Tov, on which you read the Parshas Meyarim, the Meyah Mishneh, they used to read Parshas Meyarim, all the Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot and Pesach and all the Meyadim, Parshas Meyadim should be a Teretz Kehi. Our tree is not with a Mishneh, it's not according to the Mishneh, the Minigan Mishneh, His outfit was always, mostly, certain exceptions, Shavuos, Sukkot, Pesach, or even Rosh Hashanah, consisted of the recital of Parshas Meyadish, Shabbateras Kene. This is which we'll read this Shabbat. This is the Parshas Meyadish. This is the... Then the Gemara says that. The Gemara says that, that now the meaning is that and Rosh Hashanah is read by Shem Pakadeso, and so forth. But this was the Parshas Meyadish he used to read during the period of the Tanoim, I mean, and Yom Kippur. How does this Parshas Meyadim come in into Chumash, into Vayikra, when the Torah speaks about what? About Tuhune, and what does the Torah emphasize? What does the Torah emphasize? That a Kain, he has this, I wouldn't say higher, he has a unique quality of Kedusha, which a Yisrael does not have. Higher, lower, I don't know, but of course it's higher. Yes, so by Parsha Meyari. What? Because Eifin Yedeni is also that with the Zohar and Ara is together. Eifin Yedeni. Anyway, I believe the Torah here in quoting, in introducing the Parshas Arayis, the Parshas Meyadeis, into a mayor, while she was busy, the Torah was busy explaining to us why should our king be enjoined from Misha Greina Vahalolo, Halolo Vara Yisroel was not told. Not to marry, but the Torah says that Cain does something which Israel does not have, namely Kviyas Meyadim. Who is Kviyas Meyadim? Huh? Who is Kviyas Meyadim? Huh? Ben. Bez, but which Bez? Bez Nagoro, correct. Bez Nagoro. Of whom does the Bez Nagoro consist of? Bgosu ala kein asher yiyeh ba-yom emehel. Vidorashtu v'shraot v'ayiti v'yagidu lecho ezvar ha-mishpa. V'ish asher liyaseh bezodin. Bilti shmei ala kein. Haim
yisham asher asher adecho b'yiti shehu
v'yagidu lecho ezvar ha-mishpa. Yeah, so what does it mean? Who is the kein here?
The Kovea,
basically. Yeah, who is the Cain here? Some of them did it.
Yeah.
I know it, but he's the Cain. Because of the Al-Sefer, Roya B'Shifta Tisem Amrachte, because of the Al-Sefer, Mishnah Atea Reis Al-Sefer Mipnei Akein Vavim, who are the Cain Vavim? Zor Barambam, Zor Bez Nagodo, Shubidera. So Bez Nagodo, but a Mitzvah, Bez Nagodo, that to have Kenim as members. Alright? But if Lame was a Kenim of him, he's a man in Israel, he's the Israelim are appointed, and they are the Bez Nagoro. Is Behemes, Cain, and Levi, Kenim, Alvin, Kenim, and Shavuot of him, Cain, Behemes, the way Moshe Rabbeinu later in the Brochet describes him, and portrays him, he came means the Chachmei HaMaseira. The Chachmei HaMaseira, because the Bez Nagoro Shev Yerushalayim, the Maseira was concentrated in the hands of the Bez Nagoro Shev Yerushalayim. The mitzvah of Kehune is not only the king should do the Vede. The Vede is very nice. But basically Kehune serves another purpose. this is the Tuhune, is this Shevet, this Shevet which actually this Shevet which is the protector and the carrier and the teacher of Teresh Mope. And of course the Kenim used to do it. We don't the Kenim used to do it. They used to it, in other words, the Kenim usually they did not only David and Milosh, but they actually were the Melamdeon and the people who simply maintained and preserved the Maser. Proof?
Is the case with us?
Is the case with Ketero? You will watch him appeal. Next.
You
see Mr. Pechel? I ask many times, it's a funny question, but when you pay attention to it, it isn't as funny as you think the first moment you come across it. The Torah is very concerned that the Kohanim should make a living. The Torah is very concerned. Tumas Maisha, V'chayal V'akeiro, Mirzi, P'cho, Pidyan P'cho, Yechad Ha'am Ha'eskun, very concerned. Why? Because the Kohanim, since they are busy with what? Busy with Aveda, with Aveda and Mikdash, so they have no time to no free time, and they cannot engage in commerce and in industry the way a plain Jew does. So why did they make so much fuss about it? How much of time did Akeim give to Aveda?
2 weeks a year.
Less than it is 2 weeks a year, the most. Directly in Mishmeres, how much is in Mishmeres? Chavdalad Mishmeres, Chavdalad Mishmeres, the Chavdalad Mishmeres, Chavdalad Mishmeres, we had six batayot, seven batayot.
One day.
So all is spent. A few hours, some short, so why is Kaila Chelek and Nachlaimo? Well, he didn't get Chelek, but he's busy several hours a year. He comes in for how many? For 1 week?
1 day.
He comes in for 1 week. The Mishma, how long is the Mishma? Because whom does the Mishma consist of? Of Kenim, which come in the Beis HaMikdash, and there the schedule for 1 week. And Shabbos, the Mishmar HaNeite used to bid for farewell to the Mishmar HaNichnes, to goodbye. So what is such a great tragedy that Kehle Chelek Lenachu Imo? Apparently, what did he do the rest? Huh? The only thing you can tell him to do is to engage in Melamdes. And it's exactly what it is. And that's why the Torah says, Mishnah Kenim Alvim. Mishnah Kenim Alvim. Kenim Alvim actually taught the people. Yehem Mishpatech Ole Yaakov Yisroch for Israel. Yehem Mishpatech Ole Yisroch for Israel means he's the final authority. Interesting is that the Rambam says that the teaching on the part of Shevet Levi was not introduced later by the Torah after the Beis HaMikdash was completed, that the Levi should be a melamed the Shiftei Yisrael, the rest of the community. But even between Yaakov and Yitzrayim, in Yitzrayim, is a Shevet Levi consisted of the teacher, of the people who inspired, and the fact that after so many hundreds of years, the Shevet, the Jews, did not disappear in Yitzrayim. They were not assimilated. It's due to Shevet Levi. Doesn't Ram say in Pirat Alas Mulch I mean it's Kehoven? Just as I said before, right at the beginning. Yaakov Avinu Lamad Bonav Kulam. The Hivdil Levi. How does he know that? We don't know. The Hivdil Levi is separated, the Hivdil Levi is that Levi. No. When appointed him as the head,
the
Yeshiva, the Yeshiva, that's good, this is Yeshiva means a kind of Beis Nagoda, the highest authority, you know?
No.
The Lamei, the Lamei, Derech Hashem to whom? To the people, in the tribe, to the Avodim, to the slaves. And to point to them out the way leading to God. It's not that for this Baruch who chose Levi for a reason unknown, but Levi did it before HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually appointed him to do so. He was the Melamed Orom. Where was he the Melamed Orom? In Mitzrayim. You understand very well, if you could teach the people in Mitzrayim, the presence of the Sheter, of the Neges, and Derech Hashem, so apparently he was devoted to the Derech Hashem, and that's why he was chosen later to be actually the Shevet which is Melamed. The Shevet who teaches and enlightens and inspires, and this is the task of Levi. This means the task of me. Aveda was not the most important performance in which the Levi was engaged. It was, Aveda is of course, yeah, Mr. Yisrael Batecho, but basically, it is that whoever was the Melamedon is the Keveah. He's always the Keveah, the one who determines the Meyadis. Valdaber Adi Shemal Meshalim Adi Amer Alakeni Bnei'am. Amer Alakeni Bnei'am. The Nefesh Leitam Adalbam Olei Chale. The Torah says, why is Aaron? Because Aaron is Kodesh. Has a special dish, specific dish as we discussed it. What kind of specific dish does he have? One has mitzvahs yisroel. He has mitzvahs, additional mitzvahs, which Yisroel does not possess. This is so, that he must do things which Yisraelim don't have to do, vice versa. He must abstain from things from which Yisroel does not have to abstain. This itself, the kumva atzein, the sheval taise, generates gedusha. This is number one. Second, but there is something else. Zohar Torah. Eile mei Hashem asher tikra esam mikro ekedesh eile mei adar. Yizach asher tikra esam. Who are the people who are bezmin? Who is bezmin that came in my vein? Is the Kedusha more of a constructive character? This is the Kedusha of a group of people who simply devoted their lives in order to protect the Knesset Israel. It should not disappear in Mitzrayim. This is what the Torah says. Right after a mere lakeni bnei'am, the Nefesh Leitam Balam Lachale, and the Ishik and the Zinachle Yikochu, and then he said about Balmun and Tomei, that are specific laws which apply exclusively to what? To Canaan, not to Israel. So he said, and something else, which is very important, perhaps the most important thing. The Canaan, happened to possess what? To possess the ability, to teach people and to inspire people. And that's the reason why the Kedusha is enhanced. Because the Kedusha is one of of teaching and inspiring and passing on the hope and the message.
Christmas is
attaining our being. The thing we have to say is what are the duties. Correct. What are the duties of Kuna? Correct, right? I had a mind. We'll take a look. You have, as a matter of fact, I had a mind to say it to you. Well, it's a better idea. After the whole question, I will finish it. Very nice. Lakin Avim Tzadik, Asher Amdus Mishyash, Mikudashi, Besaid Bnei Yisrael Mi'olai, Eimo Yikru Mi'olai, Vishasoni, Vamdu Mi'olai, Vyatri Mi'olai Vodam. This is the Vedic. Muna Bishem Elkir. Eimo Yikru Mi'olai, Vyatri Yikru Mi'olai, Vishasoni. This is Chayla Vodam. This is Avedic. Avedic, to engage in the Avedic itself, and to then later to eat the Kukotcha Kadosh, such as God. Now it says, the Almana of Rusha and Yitzhak of the Russian, in Psyrus Medera Bezisroel. The Almana Shatri Almana, Mikkei Mikoho. The Sami Yehu Ben Kedesh Lachayu, Ben Tomer Retoya Yedium, Valrif, Emo Yamdu in Mishpot, Emo Yamdu Vishka to the Shpota. See, what does he have here? He's Vanda Sani Yehu, I mean, they'll teach the people. And then something else. We shift to Esterosi, the Schokesai, the Holmea by Yishmael, the Shapsesa Yekadeshu. What name is Shapsesa Yekadeshu? So the Modi, the Yechesko, says in the flesh, V'chol meyadai v'eschut keisai v'chol mishpotai v'chol meyadai ishmeru v'shapseisai yekadeisho. Because Shabbos is also mentioned in the Parshas Meri, right? Sheish Yom. What does it mean? I believe I said it once.
Yes.
That Shabbos is not dependent upon correct? Not dependent. It was by itself, it was established itself as Shabbos, as Ayim Kodesh Mivorach. However, there is a mitzvah to be mekadesh, to sanctify and to fix the Shabbos as well. Shabbos has two kedushas. There's a kedusha for meyadim, which is exclusively a kedusha which is independent of Kriyas Yisrael, but there is a mitzvah in Yisrael to be kaveya the Shabbos as one of the meyadim. That's why, because it is called Shabbos. Ele meyadim Hashem atikrei shem ekorei kiddush. Ele im meyadim sheish yom. Is the Shabbos considered Shabbos as Ramses? As Shabbos is made as well. It means Shabbos is not dependent upon the Kriyas Bezdin. It will become Shabbos by itself. Shproti Chu Shamayim. However, there's a mitzvah on Bezdin to convey the Shabbos. And that's exactly what our Shabbos is for the king. Well, may Sodom and Yom the Tanabo, with the Pesach and the Chomea and Yishmael.
Did
he have
made him,
maybe?
He made him?
If he made him, he's dead, Mishael. Yeah,
economy.
Chaining our business. The Torah speaks of chaining in terms of business. That way, the way the Torah speaks of chaining, of does not go in terms of Cain. We issue some Ishmael to the Cain of Hope. No? Correct. Yeah, Shmita says.
Not the way you've been up with us in that office. The snakes of Hosta Lavo is Hashem, which are so. Will the Horo Shrofa Hayasharim, and the Spot of Hasadi, and the Rabbin, and the Yorum is Batako Yako, with Dorothy, and the Israel. The Sikh of Hosta Lumidake Ha'olam, will Arkham Ukama Kishar Israel, will Nokum, will Zokum Lashman, the Kahukum, Elohim Kail Hashem, and Emma Barak Hashem Kailo. Baruch Baruch Hu Zolk Elohem, Shenem Arach, Ani Kelkofa, V'nachlo Tzecha. The Lord says that Levi Bulbar, Elo Kolish.
Well, the Shalom says that Levi, the task of Shevet Levi, is to teach. No, it's the end of Shvita Yehu. The last Halacha, the Ram defines, he defined it in Yuchas, Akum, Halacha Alev, Perek Alev, Halacha Dom. And he defined it here in Shvita Yehu, it's correct. The Shmit Lehim also, this is the task of the Lehim and the King. Okay. And the Gemara speaks about Bezn Kehanim, the Gemara speaks right off of Bezn Kehanim. I mean that Bezn HaGodol was completely composed of Kehanim. What? What's that word? Shabbos, yes. Shabbos is one parasha of the Rechul HaShemayim Ra'at. There's nothing to do with both. And the second parasha is parasha of Me'adot. Here on Mu'ah Hashem Shatik Ha'isham Mekhoi Kedah, Shaila Me'adot, Shishan V'tavei, Shishan V'tavei, Shishan V'tavei, Shishan V'tavei, Shabbos HaShem Ha'atecha. How does Shabbos come in to Me'adot? It's Rasha Radekot. Because Kol Amchal Shabbos Kol Amchal It's very difficult, the Rashi. You don't understand. The answer is, Shabbos was determined and fixed. The Shabbos is fixed and is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by constitution, is correct. And if there won't be any clears for Shabbos on the part of Bezdin, so Shabbos will establish itself. By itself, you understand. But there is a mitzvah. This is basically the mitzvah of Kiddush. A Shabbos should also be this Kaddish for us. And this is basically the mitzvah of Kiddush, the way the Ramban is about. Huh? What? The Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael, Tavish. It's the mirror